Apostle Paul told Christians in the Bible, if you are men of faith in Christ, you are the sons of Abraham.
使徒保罗在圣经里曾对基督徒说，在基督里有信心的人就是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
In other words, no matter you are white, black, or yellow, once you accept Jesus by faith, you are a child of Abraham.
也就是说，今天你不管你是白人还是黑人，或者是黄种人，只要你一旦立志决志信服了耶稣基督，你就是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
Abraham, an ancestor of Jews.
亚伯拉罕呢是犹太人的先祖。
Paul continues saying, because we are the heirs of Abraham by faith, we also receive blessing with him and inherit the promise God gave to Abraham.
保罗更继续说，因为我们是亚伯拉罕的后裔，并和他一样，我们可以有信心和亚伯拉罕一样得福，并且我们能够照着应许来承受产业。
And Jesus in the Gospel of John also said, if you were Abraham's children, you would do what Abraham did.
在约翰福音里面，耶稣也这样说到，他说，如果你是亚伯拉罕的后裔的话，那你必然行亚伯拉罕要行的事。
All in all, the scripture tells us, whoever has faith in Christ,Abraham will no longer be just another historical figure.
那所有的这一切的经文都告诉我们说，告诉我们这些信基督耶稣的人说，亚伯拉罕已经不再只是一个历史上的人物而已。
But his faith, his action, and whatever promises and blessing he received are tightly related to that particular person in faith.
亚伯拉罕他所行的，他所承受的应许，或他在神面前的信心，和我们所有的人都有息息相关的关系。
The more we know about Abraham, the more we can comprehend the meaning of being a descendant of Abraham.
如果我们能够更多的来了解亚伯拉罕的话，我们就能更多了解成为亚伯拉罕的后裔代表了什么样的意思。
And we can live our faith just like his.
我们的生活就可以活出有像亚伯拉罕这样的信心。
Let us continue to read the account of Abraham from Genesis chapter 22.
好，那我们继续今天从这个创世纪的第二十二章来读一下亚伯拉罕的故事，来了解他。
So we may know him better.
我们这样可以更好的来认识他。
And I'm going to ask Brother Ehan just read through the entire passage in Chinese.
创世纪第二十二章，这事以后，神要试验亚伯拉罕，就呼叫他说：“亚伯拉罕。”他说：“我在这里。”神说：“你带着你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，你所爱的以撒，往摩利亚地去，在我所要指示你的山上，把他献为燔祭。”亚伯拉罕清早起来，背上驴，带着两个仆人和他的儿子以撒，也劈好了燔祭的柴。就起身往神所指示他的地方去了。到了第三日，亚伯拉罕举目远远地看见那地方。亚伯拉罕对他的仆人说：“你们和驴在此等候，我与童子往那里去拜一拜，就回到你们这里来。”亚伯拉罕把燔祭的柴放在他儿子以撒身上，自己手里拉着火与刀，于是两人同行。以撒对他父亲亚伯拉罕说：“父亲啊！”亚伯拉罕说：“我儿，我在这里。”以撒说：“请看，火与柴都有了，但燔祭的羊羔在哪里呢？”亚伯拉罕说：“我儿，神必自己预备做燔祭的羊羔。”于是二人同行，他们到了神所指示的地方。亚伯拉罕在那里筑坛，把柴摆好，捆绑他的儿子以撒，放在坛的柴上。亚伯拉罕就伸手拉刀，要杀他的儿子。耶和华的使者从天上呼叫他说：“亚伯拉罕，亚伯拉罕。”他说：“我在这里。”天使说：“你不可在这童子身上下手，一点不可害他。现在我知道你是敬畏神的了，因为你没有将你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子留下不给我。”亚伯拉罕举目观看，不料有一只公羊两脚扣在稠密的小树中。亚伯拉罕就取了那只公羊来献为燔祭，代替他的儿子。 亚伯拉罕给那地方起名叫耶和华以勒，直到今日人还说在耶和华的山上必有预备。耶和华的使者第二次从天上呼叫亚伯拉罕说，耶和华说，你既行了这事，不留下你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，我便指着自己起誓说，论福我必赐大福给你，论子孙我必叫你的子孙多起来，如同天上的星，海边的沙，你子孙便必得着仇敌的城门，并且地上万国都必因你的后裔得福，因为你听从了我的话。于是亚伯拉罕回到他仆人那里，他们一同起身往别示巴去，亚伯拉罕就住在别示巴。
As for the English portion, I'm going to ask our audience person to play a very short clip.
Abraham, here I am. Take your son, your only son, whom you love, Isaac, and go to the region of Moriah.Sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on a mountain. I will show you.
Wait, what? How am I supposed to sacrifice him? I already banished Ishmael, and now I need to kill Isaac? Hey, Isaac. Tomorrow we're leaving for some father-son bonding time. We will be meeting with the Lord, so get ready.
Good morning.
Good morning, mistress.
Where is your master Abraham and my only son Isaac?
Master Abraham left this morning for the mountains.
Why?
He brought some wood with him. Perhaps the master wished to make the sacrifice to the Lord.
Well, then what of my son Isaac?
Master took him along with him.
Ah, do you know how long they'll be on? Did they bring adequate supplies?
Master did not say when they would return.But I did see something strange.
What is it? Tell me.
Master brought enough wood for a large offering, but I did not see any sacrificial animal.
No sacrificial animal?
Perhaps this master will find an animal at the worship site with the help of the young master.
This makes no sense. Why would Abraham take my son to a place of burnt offering and not bring a sacrifice? Why would he not mention it to me?
Our apologies, mistress, but we do not know.
Ah, I can only pray that they will return soon and this horrible misunderstanding can be made clear.
Of course, mistress.
Stay here with the donkey while I and the boy go over there. We will worship and then we'll come back to you.
Yes, sir. Isn't this sacrifice odd? The master did all the preparations himself. He normally asks us servants to prepare.
Not sure. All we've done is take care of this donkey.
Hey, what do you suppose they're going to sacrifice?
I don't know. They have no lamb or any animal. Perhaps Isaac?
Are you sure? Didn't the master say they're both coming back?
No longer know. All we could do now is trust in Abraham, huh?
Hopefully we see our young master return. Father?
Yes, I'm here.
We have the wood and fire, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering?
Don't worry, son. God will provide.
Father?Why are you binding me?
You will see, son.
Wait, seriously, Dad?
I'm sorry, son. I love you, but this is God's command.
Oh, okay, Dad. I leave this to you. Tell Mom I love her.
Abraham! Abraham!
Here I am.
Do not lay a hand on the boy. Now I know you fear God because you have not withheld from me your son, your only son. Now look, there is a ram in the bush. Use that as a sacrifice.
The Lord truly provides.
Now let us return home.
Of course, Father.
Well, we just read a very tough story recording in the Bible.
好，我们刚才读了一个非常难的一个故事，在圣经里面记载着。
It talk about a test.
啊，他在记载着一个关于考验的故事。
Well, it was tough for my father to immigrate to U.S. in his 50s.
啊，我父亲呢是在他50岁的时候移民来美国， 那重新开始一个新的生活真是非常的艰难。
And he needed to start everything from scratch.
啊，一切对他来说，一切都得重新开始。
After having odd jobs for several years, he finally got a job as an electrician in U.S. Postal Service.
啊，他做了几份工作以后呢，最后终于有机会考进了邮政局，啊，成为一名的这个电子技术员。
Due to the government regulation, regular qualification exams were given to such employees.
啊，因为呢是国家的机关，所以他们有不断的有些定期的一些鉴定的考试给这些职员。
Though my father had majored in electrical engineering in college and has also taught engineering classes.
啊，尽管我的父亲曾经在读大学的时候学的是电机的工程，而且呢也教过一些这方面的课程。
But because later on he was a manager for telecommunication company in Taiwan for decades.
啊，但是因为他在台湾的时候做了一个电讯公司的几十年的这样的一个经理。
Though he learned all the electrical theories before, it has been nearly 40 years since the last time he touched any textbook.
啊，所以尽管他以前曾经学过很多电机方面的原理，但是那都是四十年以前的事情。
So I still remember he was so nervous each time right before the exam.
啊，我都还一直记得他每次考试之前都非常的紧张。
And he continued to take such tests even through his 60s.
啊，他一直不停的。参加这样的考试，一直到他六十岁的时候，还有参加这样的考试。
With such tension in his heart,
啊，他的心里非常的紧张。
That each time before the test, he would wet his bed.
啊，以至于有些时候，在考试的时候呢，都会有尿床的这样的情形。
And I feel bad as a son that what he has went through his for his family.
啊，我为我父亲为着家庭所做的一切，所经历的一切，我感到非常的伤心。
So could he just tell the postal office that?He actually knew everything. Can he not take the exams?
他可不可以跟这个邮政局说他知道所有的这些功课，然后呢就不需要那个参加这样的考试吗？
However, in order for himself to prove himself that he still remembered all the theories and he was capable for the next challenge and performance at work, the examinations were necessary.
啊，但是为了让他自己，让他证明给他自己看，他还记得所有的那些机电的原理，而且能够胜任将后的工作，这样的考试是必须的。
The U.S. Postal Service also need to give the exams to see who was qualified for higher level for future assignments for the employees.
美国的邮政局他也需要通过这样的考试。来看出什么样的员工能够有机会能够胜任更进一步的工作。
And as for the rest of other employees, the qualification examination are also necessary for them to be convinced that they were working under a fair system.
啊，对于其他这些员工来说，这样的一个考试也能够让他们认识到他们所工作的是一个公平的环境。
So they are convinced whoever has a higher level, they are truly qualified.
所以他们才能够认识到那个有更高的阶层的人呢的确是有更加胜任那样的工作。
So tests are necessary.
所以这样的考试呢考验呢是必须的。
Oftentimes we also need to be tested in different areas in our life.
啊，在我们的生命当中我们经常在不同的领域我们都需要各种各样的考试考验。
Not only for the sake of test giver, but for our own sake.
啊，不单是为了这个考方的好处也是为了我们自己的好处。
Without a test, we won't be sure we are capable of facing any greater challenge.
啊，如果没有考试的话，我们不知道我们的水准是不是能够接受进一步的考验。
Or handle greater responsibility or privileges.
或者呢，能够做一些有更大的权利或者更大的责任的工作。
No matter in the areas of physical fitness, intellectual knowledge, personal integrity, spiritual well-being.
啊，这样的考验呢，不论是在啊体能方面或者在智能方面。或者是在我们的人格或者属灵的身量方面
All facets need to be tested to reach the maturity
啊，所以每这些方面的这个考试呢能够让我们备考的人呢能够更加的达到一定的成熟度
Married couples can appreciate the storyline and the prince and the princess were married and they lived happily ever after the end
所以我们很多结过婚的人都知道有这样的一个王子和公主然后以后幸福的结婚以后过得幸福快乐的生活我们都知道这样的一个故事
But to all the married couple they are not only just fairy tale it's a joke
啊，对我们所有结婚的人来说，这不单是一个童话，其实它是更甚至于是一个笑话。
It's unnatural to think that everything it will be hunky-dory after all the hard pursuing and tests of heart just to get to the wedding.
哦，我们知道说，并不是好像你经过千辛万苦的追求啊，或者是各样的考验以后，能够结婚了以后，就一切都幸福美满，一切都甜蜜。
After the wedding, the real challenge just begins.
相反，当我们开始婚礼结束以后，我们的这个挑战才真正的开始。
Marriage needs to endure many tests and trials to be strong.
婚姻的话，需要经过很多很多的一些考验，才能更加的稳固扎实。
The same apply to our personal integrity and spiritual well-being.
同样的道理呢，也能够应用在我们的人格或者是我们的属灵的生命当中。
Not only tests are necessary, but also need to be continuous.
这个考验呢，不但是必须的，而且它也是不断的。
Let us think we no longer will face any test when we are aged.
啊，我们一定千万不要想，好像当我们年纪大了的时候，我们就不再需要有考验。
When God continued to test Abraham, he was well into his 100.
啊，当这个神来考验亚伯拉罕的时候，他的年龄已经远远的超过了100岁。
God wants to expand and mold His people through tests, so we can be both strong and gentle, with firm focus on the things above.
啊，神呢要借着考验不断的扩展我们里面的身量，然后我们能够接受更重大的任务，而且我们也很柔软，而且让我们的眼目呢也能够更加的坚定。
If we read Genesis chapter 22, the very first verse, it says, "After these things."
啊，在我们刚才读。创世纪第二十二章的第一节就说，经过这些事以后
，A test came to Abraham.
啊，一个考验临到了亚伯拉罕。
What are these things?
那这里讲的这些事情是什么样的事情呢
？What are they referring to?
啊，它指表征的是什么？代表的是什么事情呢
？If you read previous chapters, you will know these things involve with many things of Abraham what he has encountered.
啊，如果你读啊，前面的一些章节的话，你就会发现这些事情包括了亚伯拉罕他所经历的很多很多的事情。
Simple thing is, like Abraham left his father's house to a strange land.
啊，简单的事情的话，就像亚伯拉罕离开了他父亲的家，来到了一个陌生的地方。
Left his familiar and comfortable environment, he went to a strange land.
啊，他离开了他一个习惯熟识的一个地方，来到了一个他陌生的环境。
And how he deal with famine.
啊，他也能够来处理一些关于饥饿的事情。
And there is domestic problem within his household.
啊，或者家里的家庭的一些纠纷。
And how he faced arguments with his nephew.
啊，和他的侄儿之间的一些争论。
And how he resolved conflict between himself and his wife.
啊，和他太太之间的一些争执。
And how he cultivate father and son relationship.
啊，他怎么样来培养他和儿子之间的关系
？How he led his servants？
哦，他怎么样的来带领他的仆人
？And how he react to battle and how he led his servants to battle？
啊，他怎么样啊来带领他的仆人来征战
？And how he act when he face a conflict between his own self interest and the family interest？
啊，怎么样来处理他自己的一些个人的？一些问题和家庭的一些问题。
And he also needs to face himself with some personal integrity issue.
啊，他也要处理他自己的一些关于诚信方面的问题。
God challenges and tests after seeing how we handle all the daily mundane routines in our life.
啊，我们可能发现说，神都是在我们他查看我们怎么样处理我们日常生活的情况以后，才把考验临到我们。
Some of the brothers and sisters may come to a realization.
啊，有一些弟兄姐妹可能啊有这样的一个认识。
Our Christian life is very funny.
啊，我们的我们基督徒的这个人生就像一个好像一个学校一样。
We are actually living in the school of Christ.
我们就在基督的学校里。
God often placed difficulties within the same nature in our life, time after time after time.
神经常把一些好像同等性质的一些难题重复的放在我们的生命当中。
Until we pass the test.
直到我们能够通过这样的测试考试。
And God will lift the difficulties.
我们通过了考试以后呢，神又会把这个考验的这个难度更加加大。
And he will give us a different one.
然后他会给我们一个另外的一个考验。
And we start to realize those tests are custom made just for our weakness.
所以我们就意识到神给我们这些考验其实对我们的是量身定做的。
God does not test our heart by evaluating how good an evangelistical meeting that we can hold.
神呢他并不用布道会是否成功来考验我们的灵。
Whether we can pray eloquently or not.
他也不用我们祷告的时候是否能够流利流畅的来祷告来判断我们的灵命。
Or how good we can lead Bible study.
他甚至也不用我们能够有多好的来带这个查经来判断我们的是不是属灵。
But rather he examines us to see how we deal with situations in home.
他用的是要看看我们在我们的日常生命当中生活当中我们怎么样来处理我们日常生活的事情。
In school.
在学校当中怎么处理。
At work.
或在我们的工作当中
How to deal with others
我们怎么样和人相处
In community
在我们的社区里面
Or rather he lets these things happen to us so that we can better know how true our faith is
其实他让我们经历这些的考试可以让我们更加的明白我们内心中的信心我们内心中的信仰到底是有多么的真实
He did this in a way so he will have a purpose in us
他这样做因为他在我们的生命当中有一个目的
So we don't live a life aimlessly
所以我们不会过一个昏昏碌碌的生活
With testing our life has a goal, has a direction
因为有这样的考验的时候我们的生命我们的生活会有一个目的有一个方向
So what are those things in Abraham's life?
那这些事情是怎么一些在亚伯拉罕的生命当中有些什么样的事情呢
One of the most important experiences among these things in Abraham's life so far is that he and his wife at the age of 190 had a son
对他们来说在他们一生当中最重要的一个经历就是当亚伯拉罕和他的太太在100岁到9或99岁的时候他们有了他们的第一个小孩子
An age that is biologically impossible to have a child
这样的年龄从生物的角 生物的角度来说是完全没有办法再能够生育小孩
Yet God gave them a son according to his promise
但是神给了他们的应许照着他的应许给他们的自己的儿子
And after Abraham and his wife Sarah had the son
当亚伯拉罕和他的妻子 Sarah 有了孩子以后
God commanded Abraham to ask Ishmael, who was born out of human decision.
神要亚伯拉罕把以斯玛利，以斯玛利呢是因为人的决定所出生的。
To depart from his household.
把他打发出亚伯拉罕的家。
This is a very difficult command for Abraham to follow, for Ishmael was also Abraham's own flesh and blood.
这真是一个让亚伯拉罕非常难以执行的一个这样的命令，因为以斯玛利也是亚伯拉罕的骨肉。
And for years, Abraham had treated him as the heir who would inherit his possession.
在此之前很多年以来，亚伯拉罕也把以斯玛利当作他自己家族的继承人来看待。
So for years, Abraham devoted and think that Ishmael, who was born out of Abraham and the maidservant thinking that person will be one day inherit everything will carry the name of Abraham go down to history
在很多以斯玛利呢是亚伯拉罕和他的莎拉的这个女仆一起生的他们在很多年当中呢亚伯拉罕呢一直以为这个以斯玛利会要继承他所有的产业
Nevertheless AbrahamFollow God's command by faith.
尽管他不理解，但是亚伯拉罕还是按着神的话执行了神的旨意。
He let go of Ishmael, trusting God will take care of Ishmael.
他打发以斯玛利离开了自己的家，因为他相信神会看顾以斯玛利。
He also recognized that all God's promises will fall upon Isaac now and Isaac alone.
他也开始意识到，认知到神所有的应许乃是在完全的在以撒的身上。
So he loved Isaac.
所以他爱以撒。
Treasure this old age born son.
啊，这是他老来得子的一个宝贝。
His only son between him and his wife.
啊，这是他和他的妻子之间的唯一的儿子。
This is the joy of his marriage.
啊，这是他们婚姻当中的啊欢乐。
The content of his family.
也是他家庭生活的一个满足。
The laughter that only he and his wife can enjoy.
啊，这样的欢笑欢乐是只有他和他妻子能够享受的。
Each time when Abraham saw Isaac, he saw the faithfulness and faithfulness and grace from God.
啊，每一次亚伯拉罕看到以撒的时候，他就看到神的恩典和神的信实。
So we know the testing just getting harder and harder on Abraham.
啊，所以我们可以看到啊，神对亚伯拉罕的考验是变得越来越难。
At this time in Abraham's life, he finally tasted the fruit of his enduring faith in his family.
啊，在亚伯拉罕的人生的这个阶段，他终于能够感受到他的信心所带来的甜蜜的果子。
He settled a dispute with his neighbor.
啊，他和他的啊邻居之间的这个争吵也已经能够停止。
He had a good family.
他有一个很好的家庭。
Just as Abraham believes everything is going well in his life, God suddenly spoke to Abraham.
啊，当亚伯拉罕觉得他的生活一帆风顺的时候，突然神对亚伯拉罕说话了。
Truly, Abraham is a man of God.
亚伯拉罕真是神的子民。
And he walked before the Lord so he can recognize God's voice immediately.
他真是行在神的面前，所以他能立刻的能够认识到神的声音。
When God speak and spoke, say Abraham, and immediately he replied, "Here I am, Lord."
啊，当神在对亚伯拉罕说话的时候，叫亚伯拉罕的时候。亚伯拉罕立刻回答道说神我在这里
Surprisingly God commanded Abraham to sacrifice his only and beloved son、
哦、非常奇怪让人震惊的是神要亚伯拉罕能够献上他自己唯一的儿子
As a burnt offering、
成为燔祭
You know what God is asking is not asking for Abraham's cattle or sheep、
哦、我们知道神所要的不是亚伯拉罕的牛或羊
It's not the well Abraham had dug.
啊，也不是亚伯拉罕刚刚挖好的那口井。
It's not Abraham's servants.
也不是亚伯拉罕的仆人。
Not even Ishmael.
啊，甚至不是以实玛利。
What God is asking, what God asked was the only son that Abraham and Sarah had been waiting for decades.
神所要的是亚伯拉罕和撒拉他们唯一的孩子，他们等待了几十年的孩子。
Their only beloved son, how could this be?
这是他们唯一的亲爱的儿子，这为什么会是这样的一个情况呢？
Because from the time of Adam and Eve, God is a God who loves to preserve human life.
啊，我们知道，从亚当创世以来，从亚当的时代以来，创世以来，神就是热爱生命。
He had never demanded and eventually prohibited human sacrifice.
神从来没有这样的要求。而且以后呢，他也严严的禁止用人来献燔祭。
It was unprecedented, and when facing such unreasonable demands, there was a great conflict of what God has promised to Abraham.
啊，神的这样的一个要求，真是史无前例的一个要求，而且听起来好像是非常的不合理。但是亚伯拉罕他就面临到这样的一个要求。
I believe Abraham suffered an intense struggle.
啊，我们可以想象亚伯拉罕当时可能心中有巨大的痛苦。
And pain,
非常的痛苦。
However, Abraham was already spoken with God many times before.
啊，但是我们知道亚伯拉罕他和神之间已经有多次的交流。
He recognized God's divine voice.
他能够听出认出神的声音。
In his experience, God's word has never been broken.
在他的经验里面，神的应许、神的话语从来没有落空过。
At this time, he also realized that Sarah cannot share the burden with him.
啊，他也知道在这个时候 ，Sarah 是没有办法和他一起来承担这样的一个考验。
Sharing this information with Sarah
他知道说如果把这样的消息告诉 Sarah,
will only hinder God's plan.
只会阻碍神的计划。
Sacrificing Isaac will be equivalent of taking Sarah's life.
将以撒来献燔祭就等同于要了撒拉的命。
So Abraham realized he must take on this task by himself and finish it quickly alone.
所以亚伯拉罕知道这件事情他必须要独立的来承担而且要很快的来执行神的这样的一个指令。
So very early in the morning he started to prepare wood.
所以当很早的时候在清晨他就开始来准备柴火。
And get ready for the journey.
来准备预备这个远程。
He did not mention the sacrifice of Isaac to anyone.
他没有告诉任何人是要献以撒。
People who have either heard or experienced God will not be able to comprehend this command.
如果你没有听过神的话语，没有和神有这样的深交，你没有办法经，没有深深的经历过神，你没有办法能理解。
So to a point when they about to reach the mountain top.
所以当他们快要到那个山顶的时候
，So Abraham ordered his servants to stay at the foot of the mountain.
所以他对他的仆人说：“你们就留在山脚。”
For he realized that they would not be able to understand Abraham's action about what is he about to do.
因为亚伯拉罕知道说他的仆人是没有办法能够来理解亚伯拉罕他将要做的事情。
And it is very possible they will even prevent Abraham from sacrificing Isaac out of their own goodwill.
而且很可能在山上的时候他们可能会因为一些善意的原因来阻止亚伯拉罕他所要做的事情。
So from human point of view, Abraham was lonely and took all the pressure upon himself.
所以我们可以看到从人的角度来说亚伯拉罕真是非常的孤单他自己单独一个人承担了所有的压力。
But he realized this is a personal matter between him and God.
但是他知道这是他和神之间个人的关系。
God will be responsible for his own promise that God and that Abraham will have many descendants.
因为他知道神会为他自己的应许来负责，他神会赐下很多的后裔给亚伯拉罕他自己。
And now Abraham's life and Isaac's life were both in God's hand.
他知道亚伯拉罕的生命。和以撒的生命都在神的手里。
Abraham can no longer depend on rational reasoning or the comfort from other human.
亚伯拉罕他在那个时候他不能够再依靠个人的理智或者是周遭的人的安慰。
The only thing left is God and God's promise.
唯一能够让他依靠的就是神和神的应许。
For God had promised that all of Abraham's descendants will be through Isaac.
因为神曾经告诉亚伯拉罕一切的应许都要印在以撒的身上。
And Abraham fully trusted.
亚伯拉罕他完全相信神的应许。
Brothers and sisters, do you know how difficult this lesson is?
弟兄姐妹们，你们知道吗？这是这么多么难的一个功课。
Don't you know that if Abraham had not followed through, no one will ever have known such conversation he had with God, such conversation had ever existed?
你们知道吗？如果亚伯拉罕他不按照神的旨意去做，其实周围的人没有任何人能够知道他和神之间曾经有这样的对话。
If he just kept quiet,
如果他就是安安静静，
he could have lived well as a reputable elder,In human eyes.
在人看来的话，他还是那一位受人尊敬的长子。
And he still can keep Isaac.
他还可以能够保留他的儿子以撒。
Oftentimes, for God to obtain a person fully, a person has to reach a stage where he will question whether his own faith is truly genuine or not.
在很多时候，当神真的要完完全全地得到一个人的时候，这是一个人他必须在隐秘当中反省他自己的信仰是否是真实的。
Is God true Lord of our life?
他必须要想神是他是我们自己生命真正的生命中的主吗？
Is God really the Lord of our life?
神真是我们生命当中的主吗？
When God deals with us and calls us in secret, no one else can see or comprehend.
当神在一些隐秘的地方、隐秘处对我们有各样的对付和呼召的时候，其实没有别的人知道。
I have no doubt God has spoken to many of you privately.
我没有任何的怀疑，神有在隐秘处跟我们在座的很多弟兄姐妹有这样的话语。
The conversation only you and God know.
这样的话语只有你和神知道。
Other people may even misunderstand the action due to our conversation with God.
也许我们跟神的交通以后有一些行为，这样的行为可能会引起周遭的很多人的一些误会。
What a great temptation existed to ignore God's voice.
而且这是个多么大的诱惑，如果我们仅仅就是对神的话避而不听，或者假装听不懂。
Because no one else knows.
因为没有别的人知道。
Dear brothers and sisters, Abraham had only one secret to keep himself composed.
弟兄姐妹们，在这个时候我们知道亚伯拉罕他只有唯一的一个秘诀。
Not to collapse at this very journey.
他在这样的秘诀能够让他不会在这样的压力之下倒下。
The secret is to walk before the Lord.
这样的秘诀就是行在活在主前。
As his only priority.
这是他唯一的考量。
Abraham left early in the morning not because he made an impulsive decision.
亚伯拉罕他一早就启程，这不是他一时冲动的结果。
As impulse cannot sustain 3 days and 50 miles long journey.
因为我们知道一时冲动的没有办法能够让他有这样的勇气可以走完花三天的时间走完50英里的路程。
It takes 50 miles to travel from Beersheba to Moriah.
我们知道说这个两个地方之间的距离有50英里的距离。
It was a quite long journey.
是一个非常长的旅程。
He has all the rights to reason with God.
他真的有很多的原因能够跟神来讨论讨价还价。
He could ask God, if I sacrifice Isaac, will not the entirety of my life become meaningless?
他可以对神说，如果我把以撒献了燔祭，那我的一生不就毫无意义了吗？
And all of your promises will fall short.
那你所有的你的应许不是也都成空了吗？
He can say, I worry about this, I worry about your glory, Lord.
主啊，我真是非常的为你的担心。
During this journey, if Abraham had ever had the chance to turn his back and turn his head,
在这个旅程的过程当中，我们知道，如果亚伯拉罕他转过身来的时候，
he will see his own riches.
他可以看到他自己丰富的一切的所有。
He will see his own cattle and sheep and house and servants back there.
他可以看到他所拥有的牛羊，他所拥有的仆人。
And he will wonder himself, why am I getting all this for? Weren't they all for Isaac?
他会问自己说，我为什么要拥有这所有的这一切呢？我拥有所有的这一切不是为了以撒吗？
Were all these riches prepared just for Isaac?
我们有这么丰富的预备不都是为了以撒吗？
We understand so well, we as immigrants.
我们其实对这个有非常好的理，我们可以非常的明白这样的一个事情。
Many of us come to this nation for the well-being of our next generation.
作为移民，我们来到这个国家，我们都是很多人来到这个国家是为了我们下一代的好处。
However, if we have no child,
但是如果没有下一代的话，
why are we staying here and keep on struggling?
那么为什么要在这里奋斗呢？
There are just so many earthly reasons to make Abraham retreat.
有如此，亚伯拉罕他有这么多如此之多的属世的原因，可以让他回过头来。
But he followed the command.Holding the knife and torch.
但是他还是执行了神的旨意，他拉着刀，拉着火炬。
This 120 years old man keep on holding the torch and knife, climbing up to the mountain top.
我们知道亚伯拉罕是120岁的一个老人，他拉着刀，拉着火炬来爬那座山。
He led Isaac to the mountain top.
他带着以撒来到了山顶。
He can only depend on his faith because God told him that God is El Shaddai, God is Almighty.
他唯一能够依靠的就是神， 因为神告诉他，他神是全能的神。
Whatever happened, God is Almighty.
啊，不论发生了什么样的事情，神是全能的神。
And if God promised that His promise will be fulfilled through Isaac, it will be done.
啊，如果神应许一切都要从以撒而出，那神会实现他自己的话语。
He does not understand how God is going to do it.
他并不了解，亚伯拉罕并不了解神将怎么样去做。
But I truly believe Abraham was ready to burn his son.
但是我知道亚伯拉罕在那一刻，他真的是愿意来把他的儿子以撒来献为燔祭。
Otherwise, he won't spend hours in the morning early alone start chopping the wood.
否则的话，他不会花很多的时间在早上的时候就去砍柴。
He remembered.How God has achieved His promise, and God has done it in His life before.
啊，因为亚伯拉罕知道，神在他的生命当中曾经成就过很多的事情。
God has done the impossibility in His life before, and in Sarah's life, they had a son in their old age.
他知道神在他们生命当中成就了很多不可能的事情。他们在他们老年的时候，他和撒勒他们有了自己的儿子。
So he believed God will achieve some impossible thing again.
所以亚伯拉罕他知道神又会再一次的能够实现一些在人看来不可能的事情。
I believe what pierced Abraham's heart the most is when Isaac said, "Father."
啊，我想在那个时候，可能最让亚伯拉罕扎心的是。当以撒说父亲
When Abraham immediately responded, My son, I'm here.
亚伯拉罕他马上就回应说我的儿我在这里。
This is just like how he walked before the Lord. He's always standing by. And this time, he lived before his son. He's also standing by.
就像他是行在神的面前一样在神的身边一样他也行在他儿子的面前。
This could be the last conversation he could have.With his son.
这可能会成为他和他儿子以撒之间最后的交谈。
And when Isaac asked, Where is the sacrificial lamb, Daddy?
当以撒问到献祭的羊羔在什么地方的时候。
And this touches Abraham's heart.
这个真的是刺痛亚伯拉罕的心。
Because Isaac is truly an obedient child who followed his father's command and followed his father's journey 3 days quietly.
以撒真是那么样的听话，他三天的时间温顺地跟从他的父亲。
Even carried the wood up to the mountain.
他甚至于在爬山的时候，他也背负起这个柴火的重担。
And did not complain.
没有怨言。
What do you think? How many of such logs could burn the offering?
我们知道说这样的要需要多少的这样的木头来烧燃烧。
I will imagine probably in 10 or 20.
我想可能至少要十个或者是二十个吧。
And I just waited in my house before I left. It weighs 5 pounds.
我在我来这个教会之前的话呢，我刚好称了这块木头，它有5磅重。
Can you imagine how obedient Isaac is?
你能够想象以撒有多么样的顺服吗？
He said, Father, if you want me to carry the wood, I obey, I don't complain. I only have a question, where is the sacrificial lamb?
他说，父亲，如果你要我来背负这样的柴火的重担，我会背负，而且没有怨言。我只是有一个问题，我们献燔祭的羊羔在什么地方呢？
He even allowed Abraham, finally on the mountaintop, he let his father bind his hands and feet.
甚至于在山顶上的时候，他让他的父亲把他手脚给绑了起来。
According to scholar, Isaac could be in the age of 20s or even 30.
根据一些学者，当时的以撒应该是在他20-30岁左右的年龄。
Though the Bible didn't say Abraham at the age of 120 or even older did not have, I don't believe he will have enough strength to lift Isaac on the altar on top of the wood.
尽管圣经中没有真正的提到，但是我们可以想象， 120岁或者120多岁的亚伯拉罕，他真是没有力气能够把以撒啊放到这个祭坛上。
I believe that Isaac lay himself on the wood altar.
我相信雅各他自己啊，以撒他自己把自己放在了祭坛上。
I believe that his willingness to accept what his father was doing overcame his panic, fear, and sorrow.
我相信以撒他愿意听他父亲的话，执行他父亲的命令，这一切已经战胜了他自己心中的恐惧或者是疑惑。
For he believed that his father was a man of God.
因为他知道，他认识到他的父亲是一位信神的人。
Isaac is not just Abraham's only son, but also inherit a wonderful, faithful heart from his father.
以撒他不单单是亚伯拉罕他父亲唯一的儿子，他也继承了他父亲那美好的信心。
How can a father have the heart to let go of such a good son?
有哪位父亲会愿意在这样的时候把他的儿子献上呢？
Yes, through the obedience and his faith.
但是借着顺服和信心，亚伯拉罕他做到了。
Not only did he testify before the angels that nothing on earth could replace God in his heart.
他不但在天使面前做了这样的见证，见证在他的心中没有任何的事情能够取代神。
He also proved to himself that nothing could replace God as well.
他也给他自己证明，在他的心中没有任何的人和事能够取代神。
And his faith-produced action proves that God is his entire life.
他的信心带出了行动，证明神是他生命当中的一切。
He realized everything. All his possessions are from God and belong to God.
他知道他拥有的一切都是从神那里来，都是属于神。
And God has the right to take anything back, for it all belongs to God.
神有权利能够取回他所有属于他自己的东西。
God will be responsible for our life. Abraham trusted.
神会为我们的生命来负责，亚伯拉罕他深深的坚信这一点。
So where is our trust and hope then?
那我们今天我们依赖的，我们的盼望又在什么地方呢？
Are we seeking for blessing or the giver of blessings?
我们追求的是恩典还是赐恩典的神呢？
Today we have received abundantly on this earth.
在我们今天我们生命当中，我们真的是拥有了很多的东西。
When we ask for knowledge, when we ask for degree, God let us go to the schools we want to.
当我们求学问的时候，求学历的时候，神把我们带到了好的学校。
When we ask for job, God leads us to good careers.
当我们求工作的时候，神也赐下好的工作给我们。
When we ask for spouse, God gives us a spouse.
当我们求配偶的时候，神也赐下配偶给我们。
When we ask for health, God gives healing.
当我们求医治的时候，神医治了我们。
And maybe we ask something more shallow when we ask for cars, iPods,computers, house, God gives it to us.
也许我们要的是房子、车子、iPod, 神也给了我们。
God just continuously keep on giving us.
神不停地在给我们赐福。
We ask for children, God gives us children.
当我们要孩子的时候，神也赐下孩子给我们。
God even gives us his word to allow us to walk upright and gain reputation.
神甚至于给了把他的话语赐给我们，能够让我们的行为有好的行为，而且有好的名声。
Gradually, all of these things start to taking over our hearts and became our Lord.
但是慢慢的，所有的这些事情占据了我们的心，成为我们心中的主。
We start want to protect the thing God gave to us.
我们开始花很大的力气来。保护神给我们这些东西。
Once a pastor shared with me something he felt so disappointed.
有一次呢，一位牧师给我分享了一件让他非常失望的事情。
For he has lost a co-worker's family.
他说他失去了一位同工同婚的家庭。
Originally, these two families, that is, pastor's family and the co-worker's family, they both had a vision. The vision is to reach out a new community and to have a new gospel field there and also establish a youth group in that new community.
这位牧者和这位同工他们两家以前他们有一个共同的一个意向就是到一个地方去开展一个新的福音的工厂并设立青少年的一个聚会点。
They don't actually live there, but they travel to that new place and start to build up the new ministry.
他并不居住在那个地方但是他们两家一起、到那个地方去然后在那个地方开始了他们新的施工。
Soon, so many youths who were attracted by the love, the word, and the gospel message, they joined the youth group.
有很多的青少年因为那里的爱因为那里的福音被吸引到他们的事工当中
However, soon after the co-worker found out that the school district over there is not so great
但是很快的这位同工他们的家庭就发现他们所在的那个学区并不是很好
The youth who came they don't speak eloquently and sometimes they speak vulgar languages
他们发现来参加这个青少年聚会的这些青少年他们有时候说话也非常的粗俗
So he started to pull his daughters out who is 16 years old
所以他就把他的16岁的女儿从这样的聚会当中拉出来
He doesn't want his daughter to be polluted
他不想要他的女儿在这样的环境当中受到不好的影响
Eventually the entire family pulled out of the ministry
所以最后呢他们整个一个家庭都离开了这样的一个事工
Are we using all of our power to protect and preserve our job, family, children, property, and reputation?
我们是不是在用竭尽我们所有的力量去保护神给我们的工作或者家庭或者学业或者是名声呢
What originally God gave to us? Are we placing the blessing giver, God Himself, the second?
这些一切都是从神那边来的我们是不是把这些东西来取代神把神放在了第二位呢
This is what I myself need to continuously reflect upon
这也是我个人我本人需要不停地反省的
The count of offspring Isaac the account of offering Isaac is the very first time the word worship was mentioned
在亚伯拉罕献以撒的这个故事当中我们圣经里面第一次提到了敬拜这样的一个事
For Abraham said to his servant You and the donkey stay here I and the boy will go up there and worship
亚伯拉罕对他的仆人说你和驴在此等候我和我的童子要往那里去拜一拜
It tells us If there is no altar There is no worship
他告诉我们说如果没有祭坛就没有敬拜
And if there is no offering, there is no altar
如果没有祭物我们也就没有祭坛
Abraham has set an example of worship
亚伯拉罕为敬拜设立了一个典范
The offering must be prepared before the worship
在我们敬拜之前我们一定要先准备好祭物
And surprisingly, when Abraham is willing to offer Isaac, God has already prepared an other sacrifice.
非常奇妙的是当亚伯拉罕他愿意献上以撒作为祭物的时候神已经为我们准备好了预备好了祭物
That represents our Lord Jesus Christ.
那就预表的就是耶稣基督
We cannot worship our God without sacrifice.
没有祭物我们没有办法来敬拜我们的神
Yet God has already prepared a perfect sacrifice for us so we can worship him.
神已经自己为我们预备好了一个美好的祭物
When Abraham was willing to sacrifice Isaac His only son God not only returns Isaac back to Abraham
当亚伯拉罕愿意把他的唯一的儿子以撒献上的时候神也把以撒又还给了亚伯拉罕
He even gave everyone of all nations a chance to become the descendant of Abraham
他也赐给亚伯拉罕万国万民作为他的后裔。
Can you do the math?
你会做这个计算吗
？Abraham offered one.
亚伯拉罕他奉献的是一个。
God returned that one and gave him thousands upon thousands of descendants back to Abraham.
神呢把这一个还给了亚伯拉罕，还给他了一成千上万的后裔。
We can never outgive God.
我们千万不要以为我们好像会奉献到一个地步，会比神还给的多。
There is no such thing as offering too much.
真的是没有一个事情可以让我们能够称作是奉献的太多。
God will recompensate us beyond our imagination.
神会给我们的完全会超越我们能够所想。
Have we prepared our sacrifice offering before God?
今天我们来敬拜之前的时候，我们有准备好我们的祭物吗？
Have we prepared any type of sacrifice or offering before we come and worship Him?
我们有准备任何样的祭物，在我们来敬拜赞美他的时候。
Today there are no people can boast their faith before Abraham.
今天真是没有任何一个人能够在亚伯拉罕的面前能够夸耀他的信心。
Please do not question God about why He has chosen Jews as His elect people.
请不要再质疑。神为什么他拣选了以色列人成为他的子民。
Of course, we can through a theology say God has His sovereignty, we shouldn't ask.
当然我们知道说 从神学的角度，神他完全有他自己的主权。
But if people still want to pursue the question of why,
但是如果人里面如果有人还要继续要追问这个问题的话，
then just look at Abraham.
好了，我们就来看看亚伯拉罕。
At least to me, his faith convinced me.
他的信心真是让我心服口服。
No one can surpass Abraham.
没有人能够超越亚伯拉罕。
The circumcision of Ishmael at age 13 looks more faithful than Isaac, who was circumcised at age 8.
以斯玛利他在13岁的时候，他受到割礼，他看上去比 八天受割礼的以撒显得更有信心。
So the descendant of Ishmael can boast, we are more faithful.
所以以
撒 Our forefather being circumcised at age 13 and be obedient.
所以以斯玛利的他的后裔可以夸口说，我们是非常的有信心，我的祖辈在13岁的时候接受割礼。
But there is no way that Ishmael can compare to Isaac,who willingly lay down upon the altar himself.
但是以斯玛列他没有办法跟以撒相比，因为以撒他顺服的把自己放到了祭坛之上。
The faith of Abraham and obedience of Isaac are unprecedented.
亚伯拉罕他的信心和以撒他的顺服真是没有听闻过的。
Abraham deserved to be called the father of faith.
亚伯拉罕他被人叫做信心之父，他值得这样的称呼。
Through the offering of Isaac, it foreshadows how the Heavenly Father is also willing to give us His only beloved Son.
亚伯拉罕他献上他的儿子以撒，这也就表征着神要预备他自己的独生爱子。
To indicate how He was going to prepare a sacrifice for our salvation.
也就表证着神要为我们预备他那美好的救恩。
The ultimate test that God gave to Abraham reveals the message of salvation to the entire world and generations to come.
神借着对亚伯拉罕这样一个终极的考验，彰显了他万世救恩的信息，也成为后世的祝福。
Abraham didn't know.
亚伯拉罕他并不知道。
But now we are blessed. Now we know why God has done that.
但是现在我们是蒙福的人，我们知道神为什么要那样做。
When we are going through trials, when we are being tested,
当我们经历考验，经历痛苦的时候，
we may not understand the meaning of the trials we are going through.
我们也许并不了解考验的意义在什么地方。
However, if we passed.The test.
但是如果我们能够通过这样的考验的话，
It may become the blessing of others, which we may not see at the moment.
它可能会成为别人的祝福，尽管我们也许从来没有能够见到他们。
In the year of 1960, 24-year-old Lauren Cunningham, with his newly wed wife, gave up every opportunity and wealth offered by their parents.
1960年24岁的年轻人罗伦·康林汉，他呢和他的新婚妻子毅然地放弃了一切的属实的东西。
And they made the decision to drive from East Coast to West Coast in their old car with everything they owned.
他们开着他们自己的一辆破车，载着他们所有的家当，从东岸一直开往西岸。
They spent days of traveling with only one simple desire.
他们这一路从东岸开到西岸，他们心中只有一个简单的心愿。
To start a new gospel ministry for the kingdom of God.
他们愿意为神的国度开展一个新的事工。
For they feel this is the calling from God.
他们一致的心愿就是，这是神的呼召。
As they were driving through the desert in the west.
当他们在西部的沙漠开车的时候，
Lauren turned and saw his wife.
罗伦呢，他转过身，他看到他的妻子，
his beautiful newly wed wife，
他美丽的新婚的妻子。
He feel a great sense of gratefulness and content，
他真是深深的感恩。
He thank God giving him such a good spouse who is willing to work with him to be his best companion， to willing to give up everything on earth and willing to work together for the kingdom of God。
他深深地感谢神为他预备了这样一位美丽的同工妻子，愿意为着他，为着神国的事情放弃地上的一切，来成为他的同工。他微笑着。
And all of the sudden, not knowing what happened, the tire blown.
但是突然不知道什么原因，车子的胎就爆了。
The car started to flip and roll.
这车子就开始翻转起来。
Dust filled the air.
到处都是灰尘。
Lauren blacked out for a moment.
罗伦呢，他失去了知觉有一阵子。
By the time Lauren regained his consciousness, the dust only began to settle down.
当罗伦醒过来的时候，沙尘才刚刚的往下降落下来。
Their luggage was thrown all over the desert area.
他们的行李被甩得到处都是。
And who's looking for his wife?
他在四处的寻找他的妻子。
And his wife had been thrown out of the car, was lying on the road several feet away.
他的妻子也被从车中甩了出来，躺在几尺外的地上，路上。
Lauren rushed over, knelt down, and held his beloved wife.
罗伦赶快跑了过去，他跪下来抱住他心爱的妻子。
She was no longer breathing.
他的妻子已经没有呼吸。
There was a dead silence. On this hot, glaring, sunny day.
那是一个非常炎热的天，夏日，但是死一样的寂静。
Lauren suddenly heard a clear voice.
这个时候，罗伦他听到了一个很清晰的声音。
He heard, Lauren, will you still serve me?
他听到很清晰的声音说，罗伦，现在你还愿意要侍奉我吗？
Lauren replied, All I left is my life, and you can take that too.
罗伦回答说，我唯一剩下的就是我的一条生命，你也可以把它拿去。
In a few minutes, a car appeared on the normally desolate road.
就在这个时候，几分钟以后呢，在一向空旷无人的这个道路上来出现了一辆车子。
3 hours later, both Lauren and his wife were treated in a hospital.
3个小时以后，罗伦和他的妻子在医院里面接受了治疗。
The wife lived through the accident.
他的妻子，被治愈，活过了这样的一个事故。
Soon, once they regained their health, they founded YWAM.
当他们得到治疗治愈了以后，他们立刻就成立了一个机构。叫青年宣教团。
Maybe you have known it's called Youth with a Mission.
你也已经也许可能听过这个机构叫做青年宣教团。
It is a well-known international mission organization.
它是一个大家很熟知，大家很多人都知道的这样的一个国际的机构。
God bless their family and the ministry.
神祝福，大大的祝福了他们的家和他们的事工。
Their son is a well-known director right now.
他们的儿子现在是一个是啊一个非常有名的一个啊导演。
We all have Isaac in our lives.
在我们的生命当中，我们都有以撒。
It's a gift from God.
他是神给我们的礼物。
He's our laughter, our hope, and a lot of time our security.
他是我们的欢乐，也是我们的盼望，也是我们的依靠。
And he is even the evidence of God's grace and promise in our life.
他也是彰显了神在我们生命当中的恩典和应许。
I don't know about your Isaac.
我不知道你们的以撒是谁。
This Isaac could be our loved ones.
以撒可以是我们所爱的人。
Could be our career.
可以是我们的事业。
Our degree.
或者是我们的学历。
Our name, our reputation,
或者是我们的名声，
even to a point, our church and ministry,
或者甚至于是我们的教会，我们的施工。
But one day we will face with a decision.
但是有一天我们会要面对一个决定。
God is going to question us through a test.
神要通过考验，一个考验来问我们。
Do our hearts seek after our Isaac or God?
我们的心追求的是神，还是我们心中的以撒？
I can tell you God doesn't need your Isaac.
我可以告诉你，神不需要你的以撒。
But he's going to ask you for your Isaac.
但是他会问你要你的以撒。
He is only asking for our heart.
他要的是我们的心。
We can certainly ignore and avoid his questions. And no one will ever know God has asked us.
我们可以悄悄地回避神的话，不听神的话，而且没有任何人知道。
If we do, our spiritual life will be stagnant.
如果我们这样做的话，我们的灵命就会处于一种停滞的状态当中。
We will always be a blessing receiver.
我们会停留在享受恩典的这样的一个层面。
We could never know God further and appreciate his heart.
我们不能够更进一步的了解神，了解神的心意。
We cannot experience that God is Jehovah Jireh, the one who provides.
我们没有办法经历到说神是一位预备的主。
Let us seek him alone as the treasure of our life.
让我们一起来追求神是我们生命当中的至宝。
Today, we come before the table.
今天我们来到我们的饼杯之前。
We're going to partake the Holy Communion together.
我们今天要来领受主的圣餐。
This Holy Communion reminds us that God gave us His Isaac.
主的饼杯圣餐提醒我们，神把他的爱子以撒献给了我们。
His beloved one.
他的爱子。
For we are not worthy.
我们并不配得这些。
We are all sinners. We don't deserve his son.
我们不配得这些，我们都是罪人。
Yet when we see the bread and the cup,
但是当我们看到饼和杯的时候，
it shows his love to us.
他把他的爱向我们显明。
And God is asking us, where is your Isaac?
神问我们说，你的以撒在哪里？
Do you love Isaac more than you love me?
你是更爱以撒胜过爱我吗？
How should we respond then?
我们应该怎么样的回应主的问题？